Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We will be about as close to back to normal as we can, and there's some conditions to that.
This is everything that's wrong with academia right now.
Employers can hire back their laid-off workers part-time.
That's a dodge, okay?
It's impossible for this party to move forward without President Trump being its leader.
We are not going to stop.
The line for gas.
Everything except diesel is out.
When we run out of gas, it's a pretty big deal down here.
This is insanity.
Yes, indeed. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. These folks talking about these gas shortages, you're watching the news and it's like it's hard to believe, but you know, we could be in the same situation here. And we have an administration that's opposed to pipelines. This is a pipeline that's not working right now. Look at the mess that's causing. So it's always good to have more access than less. That's it. That's what you need to remember about this situation. We'll get back to all of that and more coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We got Senator Josh Hawley, who's going to be joining us in about 10 minutes or so, talking about not only big tech censorship, which we've outlined a great deal here about Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube and all of them now that are participating in this pretty regularly, but also on this Senate Bill 1. It's being debated today in the Senate. This is the For the People Act that basically makes sure that if you have ever voted in this country, you would be mailed a ballot. And they don't care what happens to it or who signs it or who sends it back. They want to make sure that everybody in the country gets a ballot. Don't care if you're legally able to vote. They don't care who returns it in. They don't care if you ever show ID to prove who you are. They don't care about any of that. All they care about is that it allowed them to manufacture votes in 2020, and they want to do that forever in the United States Senate, the Democratic Party, that is. So it's going to be interesting to hear the debate, but hopefully they haven't done away with the filibuster, so we don't have to worry about, I don't think, this becoming law. But it'll be anxious to hear Senator Hawley's take on this coming up here at about 8:20. And we'll get to Chris Arps at the bottom of the hour for that as well. So here's news that you need to know. This is the last week of the Missouri legislative session. There are a couple of things that are racing to the finish line. One of them is that bill we've talked about. You know, just a few minutes ago, I had Cam Edwards on for 2A Tuesday. It's the bill that will expand concealed carry rights in the state of Missouri. It passed the Senate, went to the House. It's now back in the Senate where they're working out the differences. And hopefully this makes it to the finish line by the time the session is over. But just to let you know, it would expand the law to allow you to transport your gun on public transportation if you're a legal concealed carry holder. You could carry it into a church if you're a legal concealed carry holder. It would make firearms businesses, gun stores, and manufacturers essential during a state of emergency so that some, you know, overzealous mayor or county executive couldn't try to shut down gun stores in the middle of an emergency, using that as an excuse. It would also lower the concealed carry permitting age to 18 from 19. And it also includes an amendment called Blair's Law, which is designed to try to cut down on people who irresponsibly fire their guns into the air during these celebrations, right? On at birthday celebrations and New Year's Eve and all of this stuff. Blair's an 11-year-old girl who died on Independence Day in 2011 from a stray bullet fired, you know, three football fields away from her. She was playing on her driveway when she was hit out in Kansas City. So that's part of this law. So we're hopeful that's one of the things that makes it through by the end of the week. Maybe, as we talked earlier in the week with Rodney Boyd, maybe that bill to restrict Sam Page and other county executives that carry their restrictions a little too far under the guise of, well, we're following the science. Show it to us.
It's a busy week in Jefferson City.
It's the show me state. Show it to me. Show me the evidence. We don't know. We're looking for it. We're looking for it. And in the meantime, they're giving away free beer to try to get you to take the vaccine. They're giving away free donuts. Trish is waiting for a free cruise or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Heck yeah.
I know. I'm just like, yeah, if we keep holding out, Trisha, it's bound to get better, right?
That's what I'm saying. Why do you think I'm waiting?
I heard that in Alabama, they're going to have a mass vaccination event at the Talladega Speedway. And if you get the vaccination, you can drive your car on the speedway. You can, like, go out and take a lap on the Talladega Speedway.
That one's not going to do it for me.
Yeah,
no?
That doesn't do it for me either, but I like the direction we're going.
Yeah,
I do too.
But think of the audience that they're hitting down there. I mean, that's going to be a chance of a lifetime for a lot of people. They may be willing to set aside their concerns about the vaccine just to go down and do that.
I'm sure there are. I'm just not one of them. Trisha and I are still going to hold out for something better.
Yep.
Yep. I understand. But they're doing.
I want cold hard cash.
Cold hard cash. Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
That's could be. There you have it. All right. Let's get to a break here. I want to give Senator Josh Hawley plenty of time when we come back, and then we'll get to our friend Chris Arps at about 8:30. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, have you been banned yet by Facebook or put in Facebook jail? I know so many people, friends of mine, who have been for things that are baffling sometimes. And then on the other end of the extreme of that, we see the president of the United States, the former president, banned for life from Facebook. It couldn't even get through the appeal on it. Let me get to my guest. He's United States Senator Josh Hawley, who happens to have a new book out on the tyranny of big tech. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, you are taking these guys on. They've tried their best to attack you from every angle as well. What would just kind of put in perspective the threat to Americans and their civil liberties here?
Well, these companies are the most powerful, these tech companies, that is, the most powerful companies in the world, Mark, the most powerful monopolies probably in American history. And they're such a threat because they've got so much control over our economy, but also especially over speech. And you just look, you mentioned the former president, just look at what they've done. I mean, deplatforming a sitting president, deplatforming bunches of conservatives, other independent voices, telling journalists how the news has to be written, telling us what information we can consume. We know they intervened to suppress the Hunter Biden story during the last election. I mean, that's the kind of power that they have, and it's time that we broke them up.
Well, when you talk to your colleagues up there, I don't know, I think Bernie Sanders has at various times been in support of restrictions on big tech. The Democrats, in my perception, seem to be okay with this because it's not affecting them. The speech that's being shut down is the speech of their opponents, primarily conservatives.
Yeah, I think that's right. The Democrats, I think, have really fallen in love with this monopoly power because they can use it. I mean, they can get these tech companies to do what government couldn't do because of our First Amendment. And you saw that with the Facebook, you know, quote unquote decision last week where they said, yeah, we banned Donald Trump. Do we follow any of our own rules? No. Did we give a reasoned explanation? No. But guess what? We're Facebook, and we don't have to abide by any rules, and we don't, certainly don't have to abide by the First Amendment, so we're going to do whatever we want to do. And I think the Democrats kind of love that. They're cheering these companies on. But, of course, those of us who believe in free speech and those of us who believe in a Constitution know this is a huge problem. And anytime you have monopolies that can control news, information, and speech, it's a big problem, and we've got to do something about it.
Senator Josh Hawley, our guest, you know, historical perspective is so important here, and I know that you've studied this. I heard you mention this in another interview, and it's what our founders would think today if they suddenly reappeared and saw what we have allowed to happen here.
Well, I think they would say that we're in real danger of becoming an aristocracy, you know, ruled by the few. That was their great fear, Mark. I mean, they were dedicated opponents of aristocracy, and they set up our Constitution to try to disperse power, of course, so that power didn't gather in any one set of hands. They also tried to do the same thing with society and the economy. You know, I think they would look at these tech companies, these monopolies, and say, wow, these people have amassed enormous political power, enormous economic power. And they've done it, by the way, with the help of government. And that's something our founders understood. They said aristocracy never just accidentally happens. It always happens when government intervenes to put the thumb on the scale. And that's what's happened with these tech companies.
And Senator, what do we need to do to rein them in? Is it simply a matter of changing their designation, or is there more to it?
Well, I think we ought to break them up. I mean, my view is that Amazon shouldn't be able to own the dominant e-commerce platform in the world and own the cloud, which they currently do. And Google shouldn't be able to own every search in the world, as they basically do. and also own all of digital advertising. So yes. I think we've got to break these companies up and challenge their monopoly power, get some real competition in their market, and that will give consumers choice, and it'll put power back in the hands of citizens.
Well, the book is called The Tyranny of Big Tech. I hope people will buy it and read it and get some insight into this. Senator, while I've got you on here, I see that they're going to be debating S1 up in the Senate today, which would radically change the rules for voting in this country.
Well, you talk about threatening the integrity of our elections. This radical bill is a federal takeover. It is, I think, blatantly unconstitutional, but it's a federal takeover of elections in this country. And it would, among other things, it would cancel our voter ID law in Missouri. It would upend many of our election integrity laws that Missouri voters have adopted. It would allow universal mail-in balloting. It would allow universal ballot harvesting. I mean, these kind of practices that previous election integrity commissions have said, well, you want to be careful with that. I mean, there are big problems here. So the idea that the Democrats would be able to seize power over every election and run them out of Washington, D.C. is crazy to me. And Republicans have got to stand up and oppose it.
Yeah. And that said, I mean, right now they wouldn't be close to the 60 votes. Are there any Republicans that would support any portion of that?
I hope not. And if the filibuster holds in place, they don't have the votes. They certainly don't have 60 in order to push through this radical power grab. But they're sure going to try, Mark, and we've got to be vigilant.
Wow. Well, I certainly hope that we are. You know, the part of the mainstream media always tries to distract us on these issues. Part of their debate this week is on Congresswoman Liz Cheney and the vote tomorrow in the House to maybe remove her from leadership. Any thoughts on Liz Cheney and the situation with her in the House?
Well, you know, my view is that the House Conference, of which I'm not a member, of course, but the House Conference has got to figure out who they want to be their leader and their spokesperson or spokespeople. You know, there's several folks in leadership, and I think they've got every right to make their own decision. And I'm told that she's likely to lose that vote because many, many House members are very upset with the way that she has been inserting herself into these stories and basically promoting herself at the expense of the party. But I don't know what they'll do exactly, Mark. But my view is, listen, you know, they've got a right to choose their leaders and to decide who speaks for them and who doesn't. And they'll take that vote tomorrow.
You know, and as Senator Graham said, he doesn't see a path forward where Donald Trump is not effectively still the leader of this party. There seems to be an effort on the part of some to erase that or try to forget about it.
Well, that's certainly true, and I think that, you know, so many in the Washington establishment are really invested in this idea of a Republican civil war, and they want to create one.
Yes.
And what I keep telling these people over and over is, listen, the voters of Missouri, at least, I could say, have no interest in a civil war. They've made up their mind. They don't want to go back. They don't want to go back to the days of the globalist agenda, the days of the open borders agenda. They don't want to go back to that, you know, and so the idea that there would be a future Republican Party that looks just like it did in the 1990s or something, yeah, is crazy. I mean, there's no civil war among voters, so the D.C. Establishment ought to give it up.
Yeah, that's a great point. Senator Josh Hawley with us here. We got him for a couple more minutes. I see that the White House is touting a meeting this week with some Republicans on the infrastructure bill. Is there ground for negotiation here? Do you expect this one more thing to be ramrodded through the Senate?
I think that they will absolutely ramrod it through if they can get their own side together. But right now they can't, Mark. They don't have their 50 votes in the Senate. They don't have them lined up. And so they are listening or making giving the appearance of wanting to listen to Republicans. We will see. I mean, my view is this. If the bill is about infrastructure like roads and bridges in the state of Missouri, then I'm all ears. But if it's a $2 trillion welfare spending spree, like we're seeing that is slowing down our economy, that is driving up our unemployment rate, that's driving up inflation, count me out.
Well, I tell you what, Senator, good luck with the book, The Tyranny of Big Tech, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Senator Josh Hawley there. You got to look at this book if you haven't considered this issue. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I don't know that there's the political will in D.C. right now. Certainly the Republicans aren't in power, so they don't have that option. But you'd think there'd be people on the other side as equally concerned over this aristocracy that's created among big tech. I think that's exactly the right word for it. Let's get to a break. Our friend Chris Arps coming up here in just a couple minutes to talk about some big news out of Virginia last night. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Because states and local governments have to balance their budgets, a lot of them had to lay off employees when the economy, state and federal, state employees and local employees, when the economy slowed and tax revenues fell. We're talking about 1.3 million state and local employees out of work. Now, the money we're distributing, going to be distributing now, is going to make it possible for an awful lot of educators, first responders, sanitation workers to go back to work.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Jeff!
Can you dig it? Off just a little bit, but that's okay. How are you,
hey, Mark.
Chris?
I'm good, Mark. Were sanitation workers and first responders laid off during COVID?
I didn't think so. I thought they were essential.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't get that.
That's good.
Somebody's putting something strange in Joe's teleprompter. Not making any sense.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff out of Joe yesterday. In fact, go ahead and play cut number one, please.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that. That is a major factor. We don't see that. Look, it's easy to say the line has been, because of the generous unemployment benefits, that it's a major factor in labor shortages.
You know, it's funny that he brings that up, because I was watching a CNN interview yesterday where they're interviewing a guy out in Arizona that's doing something special for his employees. And they said, well, why can't you get workers? And he goes, because of the enhanced unemployment benefits. And they looked like cats on a hot tin roof. They did not want to hear somebody say something that was opposite of what Joe Biden wants you to believe. They can't get help.
And Mark, do you think it's a coincidence that the president made that statement on Friday, and then yesterday he came out and said that if you were able to work and you're not working, that your employment benefits are going to be cut? Do you think that's a coincidence?
Oh, no, of course. And
somebody got to him over the weekend.
Well, first of all, it says the way he worded it is something like his guardhouse lawyer wrote that one for him. Because he basically said, if you're offered suitable employment and you don't have the excuse of being afraid to go back to work because of the risk of COVID, then you can't continue to get unemployment benefits. Well, who the hell's policing that? Nobody.
Exactly. That's a loophole you could drive your new truck through.
I know. It's true, isn't it? It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody said these gas lines are just more proof that Joe Biden is the new Jimmy Carter.
Exactly. And you know, just before I came on, I was reading the news, of course, so I can be up to date with you. And did you know that California has a $75 billion surplus?
I saw that.
Billion.
Yeah, billion with a B. And we just dumped a bunch more federal cash onto them for them to now they're talking about handing out checks to people, like California stimulus checks with federal money.
Mark, you know I always like to bring up that you are older than me. But you remember 1979 when Jimmy Carter was in office?
Of course.
And you could go down to your bank and you could get a certificate of deposit paying you 18% interest.
Oh, yeah.
And then unemployment was like 13%. Man, I'm feeling like I'm in a deja vu thing right now. It seems like it's Jimmy Carter all over again.
The only difference is that every interest rate was high. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's about 15 years older than me, and he remembers deciding to build a house, right? But by the time he went to lock in the loan, interest rates had jumped from like 18 to 21%.
Wow.
Like interest rates on mortgages were 17, 18, 20% in some cases.
Yeah.
People couldn't afford the mortgages on their houses because interest rates were so high.
Well, I posted that on my Facebook page about 1979, you know, how it seems like it's coming back. And I had Wes Yates, who's a judge out in Jefferson County, he commented and said, yeah, I remember my first house, the interest rate was 13.5%. He says my car loan was 18%.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like we're going to – and, you know, that's the type of rates you have when you have, like, absolutely terrible credit. But this is – the rates just – the economy was just so bad that you're 18% for a car loan. That's insane.
Yeah, I could agree. I did, however, find out one excuse people can use to not get the vaccine, though, which I think is important because Joe Biden's been pushing that a lot this week. Play cut number 10, please, for us, Tricia.
What are the COVID rules for visiting the Obamas?
Now it's be vaccinated. That's you want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Get all of it, finish it up, and then we can talk.
There you go, Chris. That's all you got to do if you want to go hang out with the Obamas next weekend.
But make sure you have your double mask with you, though, right?
It just gets crazier and crazier. I mean, honestly, we've got schools kicking people out because they found some kids up at UMass who took a picture at a St. Patrick's Day party outside without masks on. The school kicked them out of the college over that.
Wow. I mean, and you know, Mark, I think what this is really, really exposing, this mask Nazi thing going on. I know we're not supposed to use Nazi, but this mask thing going on, I think it just really shows that the Democrats see the power that they gained from this over people's lives, and they just don't want to let it go. I mean, it sounds kind of a conspiracy theorist kind of thing, but they've gotten drunk on this power, and they don't want to let it go, and they feel that they can extend it for our safety.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Listen to Dr. Fauci from yesterday on how long. Now, if you actually believed that by this summer things would get back to normal, listen to Dr. Fauci's explanation here, number 5.
Well, George, I hope that next Mother's Day we're going to see a dramatic difference than what we're seeing right now. I believe that we will be about as close to back to normal as we can. And there's some conditions to that, George. We've got to make sure that we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated. When that happens, the virus doesn't really have any place to go. There aren't a lot of vulnerable people around. And where there are not a lot of vulnerable people around, you're not going to see a surge.
Yeah, next Mother's Day.
That's insane. And if you look at it, the cases have dropped off dramatically. I think I saw a report that said Missouri hasn't had a COVID death in like 3 days, 3 or 4 days. And this is being duplicated all over the country. People are tuning out Dr. Fauci, thank God, and especially when he says ridiculous things that even a year from now, things may be relaxed enough so that we can go back to normal. Do you think Dr. Fauci realizes that he has zero credibility with the American people, except with the liberals? Do you think he knows that?
Well, maybe, but like many of them, they derive power from this. And the minute it's not a crisis anymore, that power diminishes and they can't stand that. And that's what you're seeing in these final kicks to say, oh, but even if you're vaccinated, you should still wear them. I mean, this is all just the American people are starting to see through it. So
I haven't received my vaccination yet. You know, people listen to the Weekend Report know my views on it. I'm not anti-vax. I'm just not in a hurry to get it. I'm at the point, Mark, that I will probably get a vaccine when it gets to the point where you have to show your papers to do anything at Fife.
And then I will
get one.
And you know it's coming. You certainly do. Absolutely.
Oh, it's coming.
Chris,
kids cannot go back to school unless they are immunized.
But see, I don't think they're going to be able to do that in the public schools, but we'll see. We'll talk about that after
the break.
They do it
for measles.
How about that?
Okay.
We'll do that right after the break. Hang on just a minute. To his point, they do it for measles. There are some they do it for. We've let him get away with that. 314-241-9797. Back with Chris Arps after this.
I would hope that Fox would be just as focused on let's get rid of the misinformation about what happened in this election. This election was free.
Oh, come on, Randy. Come on. This is not the topic that we're here to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. We've talked about that before, but that's a dodge, okay? Because children in this country, we rank 36th in math, okay? That's about midway of all the developed nations in this country. So I am asking you, and you say you're a social studies teacher, do you favor teaching students that 1619 is more important than 1776? Do you favor that?
I favor us teaching about 1776, which I have often done. Mm-hmm. I favor us teaching about 1619. I also favor us teaching about the Holocaust and the genocide in terms of the
Holocaust.
Absolutely.
I learned about all those things in school that you just mentioned.
Yeah, so Martha McCallum there, Chris, I don't know if you heard that exchange or not with Randy Weingarten, who's a union leader. She didn't want to talk about critical race theory all of a sudden. She wanted to talk about how Fox was reporting on the election from 2020. But to Martha's point, I learned about slavery in school. I learned about, the Holocaust in school. I learned about the Revolutionary War in school and the founding of our country. I learned about all those things. It's not that those things haven't been taught. The question is, why do we have to rewrite history the way we're teaching them now? Do you, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, 1776 is a fact. 1619 Project is opinion. That's the difference. I mean, we were taught about slavery and Holocaust, like you said, but we were taught it in a factual basis. It wasn't taught with the teacher's opinions involved in it, hopefully. So there's a huge difference. I mean, to teach kids that the United States was only formed because the British were about to outlaw slavery, and that's why we rebelled against the British, is just crazy. And that's not history. That is revisionist history. That's opinion.
Yeah, it's a great point of view, and I appreciate that. You know, I saw you post something about this. I'm assuming you had talked to this guy at some point, the guy that won the primary for the Virginia GOP governor race. Youngkin, is that his name?
Glenn Youngkin, yeah. I'm real excited about him. He is a former co-chief of the Carlyle Group there in D.C. He's a self-made businessman and put $5 million of his own money in the race. And the reason why I'm interested in this race, Mark, is the Virginia governor's race is kind of a harbinger of the Democratic Party. The party that wins the White House usually loses the governor's mansion the next year. So if Glenn Youngkin has won this nomination, it could and wins the governorship in November. It's really kind of a saying of what people think about the Democrats and Joe Biden's administration.
Well,
I'm really excited about it.
They've gone hard left in Virginia for sure. And now Terry McAuliffe wants to be governor again, former Clintonite. So hopefully hopefully this guy can give him a run for his money up there. I certainly hope so.
Well, he's not going to be, you know, Terry McAuliffe is known for being able to raise a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Glenn Youngkin is a self-made millionaire himself, and he raised a ton of money outside of his own money. So money should not be a problem for him in this
Chris,
race.
Chris, always great having you on, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mark.
You
Thanks,
bet.
Everybody.
Yep. Chris Arps, host of the Weekend Report there along with Tony Colombo every Saturday, 5 to 7. All right. Great interview earlier with Josh Hawley. Be sure and go back to listen to that. Download the podcast at odyssey.com. Kilmeade's up next. Annie Fry, noon to 3. I'll be on there with Annie at around 1 o'clock today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!